And welcome back. We're joined by Mandy Andreessen, a volunteer with the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Nice to have you. It is the time of year where farmers are starting to think about getting back in the fields for planting, and they are really behind this effort to feed people in our community. And you're going to talk about a mobile food pantry that's coming up.
So our local farmers will donate their grain, the extra grain that they take, and donate it to the Farm Bureau. And then the Farm Bureau buys a truck from Riverbend. And our job at the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry is mostly to coordinate the food distribution, let Farm Bureau know when is a good time to do this. This year, instead of two, we're very lucky. The farmers are very generous. We can do four this year.
Wow. Okay.
So we're going to have four different ones this year. The dates haven't been set yet, but there'll be one in July, one in September, and one in October.
But again, the Riverbend Food Bank, they're helping to put together this mobile food pantry supported by the farmers in our area.
Right.
Saturday, March 16th. That's already this weekend, isn't it?
I know. That doesn't seem right.
Flying by. You know, Mandy, this is, I've always thought hunger was a great cause for people to give to, because it's something that people don't always talk about if they're in a situation where they're hungry.
Yes.
And it's a great need across our community.
It really is. It's what is really wonderful about our local food pantry is we have been a model food pantry for years. They, Sharon Lingefelder and her husband John, have worked for 30 years to make sure that everyone in our community feels comfortable coming in there, feels like they're taken care of, and are end up with the food that they need. We strive for to get to everyone, whether it be during the summer when there's a need for the kids that stay home by themselves, or some of our elderly that don't even have a can opener. We try to get those things. So it's something that is real dear to my heart, but it's also something that anyone can help with.
Can you talk about, and I know you didn't bring exact numbers here today, but how many people does the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry serve?
So it fluctuates. Of course, with COVID, there were more opportunities for people to go places, so the numbers weren't as great. We're starting to see a huge influx again. So we're open on Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7, and we're open on Fridays from 8 to 12. Some Fridays, we can see upwards of 40 people, which that's 40 people, not families. A family can have from one to, we do have some that come in with 8 or 9 in their family.
So you might be really feeding 160 or more people there.
Right. And it just sort of depends. It fluctuates every time. And the amount of food that they get is, they can come monthly. But we hear from a lot of, especially a lot of elderly, that that's the only thing they have for the month. They don't get food stamps. They don't get, there's not really anything else around here that they can help feed them. And so there are several that we hear that that's what they use for the month.
And it's understandable when a box of cereal is, $6.
Absolutely.
And, those sorts of things. We're seeing prices that we just have not realized before.
Absolutely. And it's it is scary for a lot of people too, to have that kind of a need and just not know where to go for that. And that's why I'm glad we're where we are.
What can you say to the people that are listening that thought, I didn't know this was that big of a problem? How can they help out?
Well, and one of the things is always donate money. You can donate directly to the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry. The money that comes in, we can buy a lot with that. There's great deals through Riverbend and different things that we can order through.
And you guys can buy in bulk sometimes,
absolutely,
too, and that's how that money can help.
Absolutely. We also accept donations. That's one thing that we have noticed since the end of the pandemic is people are not donating. We used to get a large surplus of, I know it sounds weird, but Kraft macaroni and cheese. And we would save that for summer because that was something we knew that kids could make on their own in the summer.